everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Itchcast Mini. You know, today's verse is found in Acts 26:6, and here we read it together. Now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. You know, I believe that in our walk with Christ, day to day, you know, people will question us, persecute us, and make fun of us for the hope that has been given to us. You know, the same thing happened actually to many of the apostles as they preached the good news and the gospel. One of them is, of course, Paul. You know, after his conversion, he began preaching the good news, the gospel that he knows, to the people around him, and many of them believed and found hope. But many of the Jews' chief priests and elders were jealous of Paul's success, and they wanted to get rid of him. So this is what happens as we read chapter 26 of Acts. Paul was standing trial for living for the hope God has promised. And, you know, in many ways it mirrors us as Christians day to day as we are living, you know, for the hope that God has promised in our lives. And as we talk to our friends, as we, you know, share the gospel with them, many times they put us on trial for the hope that God has promised us. And, but, you know, for Paul, even when he knew of the Jews' plans to kill him, you know, it didn't stop him. He took every opportunity he had to share the hope that he had found. And, you know, there has been times, you know, that I shared a word of God with my friends and they didn't believe me. But you know what? Don't be discouraged. Remember that God's words will not return to you empty. They won't return to you void. When we actively share, when we keep believing that Jesus will give us our breakthrough, I believe that in time God will do something great in the lives of our friends when we share with them. You know, what you can do now is keep them in prayer by praying for them daily and continue to love and bless them even if they don't believe you. Keep sharing whenever you have the opportunity, and through your actions and your lifestyle, they will begin to see the hope which you are living for. You know, I had experiences of telling my friends again and again of the gospel, and they would just like look at each other, they'd be like, Karis is doing that weird thing again. But, you know, I had a friend, on the fifth time or sixth time I shared the gospel with her, it really blessed her heart, and right now she's a growing Christian. So don't give up, you know, be encouraged and keep persevering and praying for your friends and your one, and God will give you your breakthrough. So yeah, you know, just do your job wherever you are, at school or work, and God will do the rest.